Sorry. Good morning. I think I can turn it down a little bit. Yes. Let's turn to Psalm 81. Psalm 81, verse 7 and 8. Psalm 81, verse 7 and 8. You called in trouble, and I rescued you. I answered you in the hiding place of thunder. I proved you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you. O Israel, if you would listen to me. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for this morning. We just pray your Holy Spirit to come. And Father, we just really need to hear from you, and we need your touch, God. We need your presence. So come strengthen us today, God, and speak to us. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let me read the passage one more time. You called in trouble, and I rescued you. I answered you in the hiding place of thunder. I proved you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you. O Israel, if you would listen to me. Amen. Today, I'm just going to continue on with what I've been reading from the book, The Secrets of the Secret Place. And today, the key word regarding the secret place is the word hear, or to listen. And the chapter is called The Secret of Listening. And if you read today's passage, in Verse 7, it says, you called in trouble, I rescued you, I answered you in the hiding place of thunder. And in the word hiding place, in other versions of the Bible, the New King James or the English Standard Version, it says, I answered you in the secret place of thunder. And what this is referring to is in Exodus chapter 19 and 20, when God leads the people of Israel to the Mount of Sinai, and God appears to them in a thick cloud, and there is thunders and lightning and the trumpet sound, and God comes down to basically give them the Ten Commandments. And if you remember in the story, the people basically they are so terrified by the thunder and by the power of God. They say to Moses, you know, Moses, you go and listen to God, and then you speak to us. You know, but we don't let God speak directly to us because we're too scared to go. And this is what this is Asaph writing this, but this is what he is referring to in this time when God is saying, I answered you in the hiding place of thunder. It's like God has brought the Israelites away from everything else into the wilderness and into Mount Sinai. And he is speaking to them in the secret place, but he's speaking to them like a thunder. You know, he's speaking to them loudly and clearly. And that's what the secret place is for us. You know, it's where God draws us away from the distractions of the world, away from everything else that is going on. And we know there's so many things going on. You know, so many decisions to make and so many distractions out there. But God's calling us away from that so that he can speak to us. The secret place is where we listen to the Lord and where we hear what God is saying. And the author, Bob Sorge, he goes on to say that hear, in his opinion, is probably the most important word in the Bible. If you read the New Testament, the Gospels, Jesus is over and over again, he says, if you have ears to hear, you know, he who has ears to hear, let him hear, you know. And really, it's a very important word, because unless we hear what God is saying to us, it's not going to change us. It's not going to It's not going to do anything in our lives. Even in today's passage, after God says, you know, you called in trouble, I rescued you. I answered you in the hiding place of thunder. I proved you at the waters of Meribah. Then he goes on to say, hear, O my people, and I will admonish you. O Israel, if you would listen to me. And God's calling out to them and saying, man, if you would just listen to what I'm saying, if you could just hear what I'm trying to say to you, then you would get your life straight and then you would obey me and I would teach you and I would guide you. And so the question is, how many times, you know, has God been speaking to us? And how often is God speaking to us and we're just too busy to really hear, or we're just not paying attention that we miss what God is saying to us? And there's two aspects to hearing, right? The one is guidance, right? We need divine guidance. We need the Lord to show us what to do and where to go. If you, you know, if you, you're probably familiar with George Mueller. He was a missionary, a pastor, and he basically he ran orphanages, right? I think in England and then in the States. But he was such a man of faith, right? He did not earn any money. Like when he was pastoring a church, he did not get a regular salary because he didn't want to put that burden upon his congregation. And he's just a man of faith. And running these orphanages, feeding thousands of children, he did not once ask a person for donation. He would just go to God in prayer. And opening up these different schools and orphanages, you know, he was a man that really truly needed guidance. And he, in his biography that I read, a short biography, he talks about how just the practice that he had in hearing God's voice. You know, he would really work to basically die to himself, right? To his own thoughts and to his own desires. And he would do that until he knows that he has truly emptied himself. And then he would go to God and God would speak to him, you know, about you should open it in this area and you should buy this kind of property and all these things. Because really he had to rely solely on God's provision. So that's one aspect, guidance. We need to, you know, come before God to hear from him in order for him to show us what we need to do with our lives. But the second thing is relationship, right? We all know in a relationship, it's a two-way conversation, right? You speak to God in your prayers and you cry out to God in song and in prayer and different things. But there needs to be a time where we just sit and listen, you know, to what God is saying to us. And he's not necessarily just going to guide us or lead us or teach us something, but he just wants to speak to us. You know, he just wants to tell us that he loves us. He just wants to tell us how he feels about us. And he just wants to, you know, have this relationship with us. So there's two things to hearing that we need to do, I believe, you know, as we get into our secret place, as we cultivate this secret place. And we're not just praying and praying and praying. Pastor Sam, I think, you know, he teaches you should be 50-50, right? 50% of our prayer time should be us talking to God and saying things. And the 50% should be listening, you know, should be spent listening to him and just quieting down our soul so that he can minister to us. So just quickly, this is something I learned in YWAM, right? So one thing that you can do, you know, in James, I can't quite remember the reference, but James says, submit yourself to God and resist the enemy and he will flee from you, and draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So it kind of in that same order, as we practice hearing God's voice, you know, number one is you submit yourself. You know, what I do is I submit my mind and my own emotions and my heart, my own will, right? So, because your mind, sometimes the thoughts that you get is not a godly thought. It could be the enemy. It could be my own mind. So I just submit my mind to the Holy Spirit, and then I submit my emotions, because emotions can also come from the enemy, or it just comes from your brokenness, right? So you just feel crappy. You feel down and stuff. So I submit that to the Holy Spirit. I align that with what God wants to do and say, and then I submit my will, because it's a desire to obey, right? So I submit my mind, my emotions, and my will to the Holy Spirit. And then you resist the enemy. You say, you know, if the enemy wants to come in and speak right now, I just command you to stop and silence yourself. So we silence the enemy. And then the last part is you just draw near to God, you know. And the scripture says, and God will draw near to you as you take the step of faith to draw near to God. So you come before him with expectation that he's going to come, that he's going to speak, and I believe he will. So today, this morning, let's just close our eyes, and let's spend this time this morning really with a heart to listen to what God is saying and to hear what the Father wants to say to us, you know, whether you need his divine guidance, or whether you just really need a word of encouragement or comfort or strength from him. Or even if you're doing really, really well, let's just go to God and allow him to rejoice with us and to speak to us this morning. So let's just worship him today.
Jesus.
Let's pray together. Let's cover our church first. Let's just pray for, you know, our brothers and sisters here at SP. If you know of anyone specifically that's struggling or going through a tough time, if you can remember Chris and Amy as they're spending time in Korea, but anyone else that you know of, and let's just pray just a general prayer of protection over our church members and that God would really strengthen the ones that need God's strength, and just God would really give them guidance and wisdom. And still, if there are people that are looking for jobs and stuff, let's pray that God will provide for them. So let's just cover our church together. Let's pray for our mission focus. PSAM and PSAM Kim, they came back yesterday, actually, Tuesday. They had an amazing time from Australia. So let's just pray that God will continue to move in Australia, in Sydney, and in Gold Coast with the churches that we're connected with. Let's pray that God would really bless them. Let's also pray for Cambodia. Pastor O just emailed us and kind of talked to us about this year's worship conference there, and the theme's going to be hope this year. So let's really pray that God would really guide us as we prepare for this worship conference. And let's also pray, lastly, for North Korea as we are seeking God's guidance and direction as to how we can get involved with North Korea. Let's pray for His guidance. And let's also just pray for that nation, that God would have mercy upon that place, upon all the people, the Christians and the non-Christians there. So just pray for those three places. Let's pray for the house churches that's meeting today. Let's just pray for a real time of ministry and love to overflow. So let's just cover the house church leaders and the house church that's meeting today. And lastly, let's pray for the building fund and just the whole SP project move. Let's just pray that God would lead us and guide us and provide for us. So let's pray together for this. God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you long to speak to us, God. That if we draw near to you, you will draw near to us, God. And I pray that you will take us individually, God, and as a church, God, to the secret place of thunder where you will come and you will speak just your affirmation over us, God, and your guidance over us. So, Lord, help us today to enter into just your presence. And hear from you. Speak to us, God. We submit our mind, our emotions, God, and our will to you. And we resist the enemy in Jesus' name, God. And Lord, we draw near to you. God, would you come and draw near to us today? Bless each and every person that's here, Lord. I pray that you be with them throughout the day, God. That you would remind them of your presence near to them, God. And that you would strengthen them each, in whatever they need to do today. And we thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day.